What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
The City of Newark Water Department is working with property owners on a infrastructure improvement project.
This is Brandon Fox, and I am the City of Newark's Water Administrator.
So the Water Department is replacing lead and galvanized lines around the community. Can you tell me about that project?
So in 2019, the EPA changed some of their requirements for lead and copper sampling and reporting. And so as part of that, the City of Newark has undergone identification of water lines and water service lines that run from our main line or main pipe in the ground to residents' homes and businesses. And those water service lines can be copper, they can be plastic, they can be galvanized. And what we are doing is working with owners of the properties to replace or to identify and replace any galvanized lines or lead lines that are in the ground, free of charge, basically. So this is part of the requirement of EPA, and Newark is moving very quickly in the next 5 years to try to get, you know, we have about 5,000 to 6,000 services in the city that are, we are known galvanized lines, and we're trying to get those replaced.
Okay. So this would strictly be for people who are on city water?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're replacing from your supply line in the street up to their foundation or
into their through their foundation and into their up to the meter.
Since we're talking about lead, I should ask, do we have a lead problem with our water?
The City of Newark does not have any lead or copper issues. This is a proactive measure that we're undergoing, you know, as a preventive measure. Galvanized lines have, you know, they were installed for the last 100 years, and you know, any of our service lines that were installed after about the mid-1980s should be lead-free and should be copper lines, and so we're not worried about those. Most of these were installed prior to 1986-ish in that area, and so, yeah, make that clear. There is no lead-copper issues. We're just doing this proactively to meet the EPA requirement.
Will these 5,000 homes, do you think, will take care of all of the balance of the homes supplied by the city?
Yeah, so out of, we've got about 19,000 customers currently, and of those 19,000, like I said, we've identified about 5,000 or 6,000 that are known galvanized services, and so we're going in trying to replace those. We do have about 1,500 that are unknown. We don't have good record of what they are when they were, of what the service line is when it was installed.
Uh-huh.
So we are also, the city got a $50,000 grant to actually go and identify and put boots on the ground and try to identify those 1,500. And we're having some success at that, but we still have more to go. So
we should talk about how, if I've galvanized or lead and I want to get this changed out, what do I need to do as a homeowner?
Yeah, so good question. So there's a couple things. First off, we need to verify and identify that it is a galvanized service. And so best way to do that is if the homeowner can go in and find that service line, that 3/4 inch line that's coming through their basement or crawl space, and if they take a sharp object and scratch that line, if it looks, you know, appears to be a gray color like a nickel or a quarter, it's most likely galvanized. If it looks like a penny after you scratch it or wipe it off, it's probably copper and nothing needs to be done with it.
Uh-huh.
But if it is galvanized, or if you don't know what it is, if you don't know how to identify it, best way is to reach out to our office, two different ways. You can call us at 740-670-7940, and we can have a technician come out and identify and go into your house and identify that water line and tell you if it needs replaced. Secondly, you can go on our website at newarkohio.gov and type in lead, L-E-A-D, into the search bar, and it'll take you to our lead notice page. And you can fill out an online customer survey there. It takes about less than a minute, and you complete the information, and it comes into our database. And then if you can verify it, you can take a picture of it and attach it to that link, and we will put you on the replacement list. If you don't know what it is, you just put unknown, and then we will have a technician contact you at the phone number you provide, and we'll come out and check off and see what it is again. So that online survey that you would fill out, you can either fill out that survey out online and it comes to us electronically, or you can drop it off in our come to our office at 34 South 5th Street, and you can fill one out there. That basically gives the city rights to access your private water line, because we are replacing a private asset. But we do have the owner's consent to do that. Basically, that gives us the right to get onto your property and inside your house and replace that line. You know, any one of the questions we get is, you know, what about my yard that's tore up, or if they have to tear up my sidewalk? We try to do the least amount of damage to the property as possible. But if we do have to cut a sidewalk out, a little section, we will replace that. We will reseed your yard inside your house. The contractors wear rubber boots and make sure that they don't track material through your house. And so we expect that when they leave, that your property will look very, you know, what it looked like before we got there.
Okay. And how long a process would it take to change that line from the street to the house?
Less than 8 hours. Where normally it's you know, your water, we would get there at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. Your water would be turned off, and ideally by about noon it would be back on. But we make sure we ensure that the contractor has you water by the end of the day when they leave. So one way or another, if something happens and they need to temporarily run water, they'll do that. But you know, 99% of the time we get them back in water by the end of the day. Very low impact.
And that would improve the value of your home once it's done.
Absolutely. It's, you know, in the end, it's about a $4,000 or $5,000 investment that we're making, and, you know, the homeowner doesn't have to pay any of that.
So more broadly speaking, we hear a lot of talk about growth coming from starting in the west and heading east toward our part of Licking County. Is the city ready for that from your perspective?
We have those discussions weekly. We, you know, there's development coming. There's growth going to happen. You know, Intel is a great thing, but it also brings challenges about for us to try to provide the services that are required when those developments happen. From a sewer and water capacity standpoint, we're in pretty good shape for the city. We are having discussions, and we have a water capacity study that is ongoing right now. Our water plant pulls our water out of the North Fork of the Licking River, and our plant can currently treat about 15 million gallons a day. We're only treating about 7 to 8 a day, so we do have some capacity there. But we are going through an analysis to just make sure that, you know, we've got some planning involved for the next 5 to 10 to 20 years based on how this growth is going to happen. On the sewer side, I'm sure everyone has seen all the construction that's been going on downtown and 4th Street and Granville Street. That is a sewer separation project that's ongoing and should be wrapping up by the end of this year. The Five Points intersection up by the school is just getting ready to, you know, be completed here in the next couple months. So that project is about a 3-year project that's finishing up. But we are continuing on with more of those. And we've got South 2nd Street, south of the railroad bridge, south of downtown, that's going to be under construction starting in January for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so we're replacing all the sanitary and storm lines and water lines on that road, or on that street, from the railroad down to the bridge at the river as well. So it's a big project, yeah.
No doubt. Mr. Fox recently took over as Newark's water administrator. How long have you been in your position?
Since April of this year. Uh-huh. Yeah, so going on about 4 months. So Roger Loomis, I'm sure most folks have heard his name around the water industry. He was here, he was at the city for 38 years and retired last April of this year. And so I was fortunate enough to fall into his position and take the lead here. So I got a lot to learn, but it's been going well, and we have awesome staff and great city resources. So I wouldn't expect things to change. Just keep moving forward the way it has been.
And did you come up through the Newark system, or are you?
I did not. I actually grew up in, my family is from Newark. My grandfather actually ran Kelly's Dairy out on Church Street, you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I started at Fairfield County Utilities back in 2004. Worked there for about 10 years, and then was at the City of Columbus. I actually managed one of their wastewater plants and their compost facility for about 10 years. And like I said, was lucky enough to get back out this way. And my dad actually retired from the city of Newark back in the 90s, about 9 years ago, and so it was kind of humbling.
To find out more about the city's waterline replacement project, or to sign up to get your waterline replaced, go online to newarkohio.net, search for LEAD, L-E-A-D, or you can call the water office at 740-670-7940. Once again, that's 740-670-7940. For Licking Knocks Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group, I'm Graham Campbell.